them all up.
Okay, well, we've getting a few comments on this, so bear with me, and it would be great if we could talk a little bit more after this, after the news, Juliet. So bear with. If you've got anything you'd like to say or like to ask of Juliet, please get in touch. We are getting a few of your comments. Thank you. 0345 900 5200, and we'll talk to Juliet a little bit after the news. That's 0345 900 5200. Should we be doing more to help people like Chris and the other people that Juliet mentioned, or do you believe it can be done? 0345 900 5200. It's very nearly 10 o'clock.
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire Travel.
Let's get the very latest for you with Sarah Tilly. Morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Vic. Well, it's still pretty busy on the northbound side of the M6 between Corley Services and Junction 3A, and that follows on from a fuel spill. The road was blocked for a short time. The restrictions have all lifted, but it is still very heavy back to Junction 2 at Coventry. And it's busy on the A45 around Canley Fire Station. We had reports of an accident there. If you can update us, call 0345 900 5200.
Thank you very much indeed, sir. You know it's a hot one. The weatherman has taken his tie off. Categoric proof right there. So after the news, we'll carry on the conversation with Juliet. Also, postcards, they're the new black.
The place you live.
The stories you share.
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.
It's now 10 o'clock with the latest news for you. Here's Alec Blackman.
The Queen will announce 8 bills to deal with Brexit when she delivers the government's plans for the next 2 years at the state opening of Parliament. There won't be much of the customary ceremonial because of the snap election. The government says it will be a full programme, including domestic issues such as promoting infrastructure and helping reduce costs for tenants. The First Secretary of State, Damien Green, said people would be asked about the best way of paying for social care on which many elderly people rely.
We will consult. That will include the suggestion of a cap in it, but clearly this is, as we all know now, a hugely complex issue. So the right thing to do is to produce a consultation, which we will in the next few months, so that we can have a proper national debate about how we deal with this issue, which is hugely important to millions of families.
Plans for 1,500 new homes on land south of the A45 near Rugby are sustainable, according to the councillor in charge of growth and development. People against the proposed Lodge Farm development are hoping the scheme will be rejected from the draft local plan when councillors meet tonight. But Heather Timms told Breakfast with Trish officers have investigated it and are sure it'll work.
We've had that looked at by independent consultants who have told us the location is sustainable. Those briefings have also been put to all the councillors. We have checked and double-checked everything through in our plan, and the officers are confident that it is sound.
Heightened policing after the London and Manchester terrorist attacks are reportedly taking resources away from other areas of the police. The National Counter-Terrorism spokesman, Assistant Commissioner Mark Rowley, has said policing in England and Wales could be at significant risk. The Skye Blues will begin their campaign in League Two with a home tie against Notts County on the weekend of the 5th of August. Mark Robbins' side go to Port Vale on Boxing Day and host Chesterfield on New Year's Day. The season ends with Morecambe at the Rico on the 5th of May. A 37-year-old man's being treated for a broken leg after a lorry and minibus were in collision on the southbound M6. It closed the road for both directions between junctions 3 and 2 just after 5 yesterday afternoon. The injured man was airlifted to Coventry's University Hospital. 6 others were treated for minor injuries. And British holidaymakers who make bogus food poisoning claims are being warned they could go to prison. The travel trade organisation ABTA says the rising number of false claims is one of the biggest issues to hit the travel industry in many years. You can read more about these stories online at BBC Coventry and Warwickshire Live. Head to bbc.co.uk/Coventry and Warwickshire. To the weather then, and it's another hot and humid day. Lots of cloud around, but also plenty of sunshine. Maximum temperatures 30 Celsius, 86 Fahrenheit. Tonight it'll be mainly dry. Could see one or two outbreaks of heavy rain as well. Lows down to 15 Celsius, 59 Fahrenheit. That's the news on BBC Coventry and Warwickshire. On next at 11.
Vic Minette.
Right then, we'll continue speaking to Juliet from the charity Stop So that aims to help sexual offenders in just a mo. Plus pace cars that are super fashionable and back on the holiday map. And we'll look at our book club title of the month as well.
The place you live.
The stories you share.
The music you love. BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.
Houston, we have a winning. 8 minutes past ten. It's Wednesday. It's the 21st of June. A lot of facts, an awful lot of facts. More facts to come. We have good stuff in the show. That is a fact. Coming up later on, Mystery Year features the Dixie Cups. We've got Chuck Berry in there, swinging blue jeans. It's a brilliant year. You will enjoy, I'm sure. That's coming up a little bit later on. Also, we'll have a look at this month's book club title. It's Wednesday. That's when we do book club. We'll be reviewing it next week. A Man Called Ove. It's brilliant. Spoiler alert. But more on that to come, including an extract of the book read by Monsieur Phil Upton. Yes, enjoy that. That's coming up later on. Before that, though, now, a warning again. This has been a very difficult subject to talk about. It is not one for little ones. So if you've got kids, a good time to take them away from the radio. It's quite an uncomfortable subject, this, because we've been talking about, paedophiles, for want of a better word, sex offenders as well. We heard from a man called Chris, not his real name, who admits he's a paedophile. He has said, though, that he has never had sexual contact with children. Now, what he wants to see is a greater understanding of people like him, and also he wants there to be more help for non-offenders to help them come to terms with who they are and their thoughts. Here's a little part of the interview where I ask Chris if he's a danger to children.
I, hand on heart, can say at this moment in time, no, I am not. I wouldn't have said the same thing 2 years ago. I would probably have wanted to, but looking back honestly, I can't honestly say that that wasn't the case. But right now, hand on heart, no. I don't pose any more danger to children than anybody else does.
Even though he's a paedophile.